Oh yeah, we live, baby. JB, what's going on, man? We got a familiar face on here.
Yeah, I'm over here chilling. Got the Mac 10 in the background, jamming that Backyard Boogie. How you doing? We gonna have some music on this thing, man. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm solid, man. How what's the summer looking like? Because
chilling.
I know. Are we wrapping up with classes in the spring like everybody else?
Nah, this shit is a marathon, man. I'm already a year two and a half after the end of the summer, banging out three more classes, making this thing happen. And like I said, you know, law school is moving in a steady groove and, you know, payback is coming and the bill will be paid. Yeah, man.
I feel that, bro.
Yeah, it's a marathon. You know, when I get to the finish line, I'm not done yet. Just like that favorite meme I got. Jump on water, four bricks in my hand, Chinese Jesus, I ain't done yet. That's where I'm at. I'm getting that doctorate, kid. Yes, sir. That's the goal after that. After that.
Let's do it, man.
You know, get the licensing or whatever. I'm going to get the doctorate, you know, so they have to call me Dr. Ticket, you know, straight grease. Glad to have you. I heard about your good news too, man. You know.
Yeah, man.
You better get over there at CBS, man. You know what I'm saying? You better get over there and make that thing happen because they need what you know. If they had you for basketball season, my God, their ratings would have been through the roof. And now NBC, as you know, has picked up the great Michael Jordan.
Man, now, man, let me add MJ back to the rundown because he's not on the rundown, even though we know we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, because MJ, it's about time. I mean, he's in his 60s. They should have been using him forever, but he was involved with ownership and stuff, and I know the conflict of interest. But now that, you know, he finally got rid of the squad, he just want to be who he is on the microphone
and
talking.
And do his NASCAR.
And sit there and talk about the game of basketball, you know, because, you know, the guys have to be focused. You know, you have to have that.
Well, we talked about it, man, and this is just a prelude to the conversation, but that was the rebuttal, man. We said that this media and the presentation is a big factor in where the discontent comes from on the viewer.
Yeah.
And that has to change to sort of reflect a different narrative. And what do you know? They went and broke the glass.
They had to do it because, Jordan, I sent you the article. He said NBC was a big part of my career. Duh.
That's a big deal. That's a factor. Nostalgia.
You know, everything in the rebuttal came to pass. I mean, I think you still only released the first half of it, but the second
half.
Had
to, man. Just had to.
But the second half, again, if you guys, you know, create a Patreon, you know, support this D-Hoop University, I'm going to help this man set up a Patreon because the second half of what I talked about has already come to pass. I mean, who's talking about the birds? Nobody. Told you, man. Told you. Season two, crickets. Yeah, because of what we talked about. So you got to get over to my homies, Patreon, the Hoopster.
Yeah, man.
And pick up that full episode.
That and to get into this NIL discussion that we're going to do properly because we're going to have to, man.
Yeah, the NIL, kids ain't getting nailed.
We're only living it in real time. Like the conversation and what the ramifications of it are and the message behind it is... Yeah. For the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
But the REM, it's happening in real time. So anytime between now and, you know, the next, you know, couple years, people are only going to feel it and recognize it more. So we got to get this message out.
Look, I did that show in 2022 with my guy, Linwood at Pride Rock Hamilton, Defender of the Youth. Check it out on my website right down there, jbtheticket.com. All your favorite podcasts, iHeart. And, check out what I said, you know, just to give a quick synopsis. The kids aren't really going to get paid. We've seen that. Kids are going to stop playing the sport. We've seen that. Kids aren't going to get recruited to play the sport. We've seen that. So, again, you look at this and you say to yourself, look, man, I'm not going to hoop because I'm a senior. I'm not going to get recruited. And then you got the transfer portal kids like, oh, man, I'm going to switch schools and I'm going to go get this money and I'm going to make this happen. And then the statistics show that half of them end up going back home. So the democratization of sports has now become a monarchy. Only the kings will play. We talked about this again with the NBA draft. We're going to get into some draft talk. I know that was one of the things. But the reality is...
Go ahead and drop your socials for us, JB.
Yeah, it's right there. If you're looking at the screen, it's right there. It's right there. There it goes. There it goes.
That was my slick way of asking you to remind me your Twitter handle so I could add you in this tweet.
Oh, yeah. Twitter, because I really don't even be on Twitter, but it's All Sports No Bull. And then We Beat the Line.
There it is. That's why I couldn't find it. I knew it was one of your catchphrases. But extend that. Yeah. Go ahead and extend that and do an introduction for the people real quick.
Yeah.
If this is their first time hearing you, because we expect to attract new listeners. We want to grab new ears. We want to, you know, grow the fan base.
Yeah.
We can't always take for granted that somebody might know who we are in this industry.
Well, if you don't know who I am, that just means you've been sleeping for the last decade. I am the one and only independent JB the Ticket, a.k.a. the boss of the big board, a.k.a. the line beater, a.k.a. the dog better. Go to our website, jbtheticket.com, vegasscoreboardexpress.com. That's the name of the show, Vegas Scoreboard Express Live. Come on live during the fall and early spring. Now we're making some changes over on KSHP here in Las Vegas. 107.1 FM and AM 1400. And we're going to be doing a little bit more live streaming in the coming year with that on YouTube and some of the other streaming platforms. But I give out the best picks, the best sports analysis, insider information given to you, the fan of sports, and possibly a better looking for profit information that you can count on and information that is legitimate. Okay. All of my sources, either public or confidential, 100%
in Las Vegas, man. So
yeah,
when we talk about things like that, know that we're not asking you to pay for our picks.
No, God, no.
It's a difference in discussion, and I like incorporating sport odds, wagering, because it's a research element.
Yeah,
sports. That is the most, that is the most to the, you know, T or most format version of the sport that you can find. It's literally a reference for what to expect. And so it's a branch of the game.
Well, sports can be betting
studied and understood and factored into discussion.
Sports betting is sports. It's all statistics, it's all numbers. How much did the guy score? Before it was completely legal, you had the touts, the guys who sold picks, different things like that. That was available for you. There's still guys out there to do that. And I don't knock anyone's hustle. But what I do is I give you, well, go first of all, go to my website and listen to the show or download it, search for VSX on your favorite podcast radio listening app. I give you sports information the same way you're used to getting it, but in a format that's accessible. Daryl's been on my show. I have national sports shows hosts. I have celebrities come on my show who like sports.
Oh, I enjoy it, man. It's like the table. It's around the horn. It's in the morning. You know, it's live in the morning before everything gets going.
Yeah.
And it's at the peak of, it's when you're setting your fantasy football lineups. It's when you're checking to see who's playing, who's not playing. And it kickstarts the day, especially talking college football.
College football, man. Saturday. Everybody knows that sound. And then we got our Pro Football Sunday picks. Like I said, you know, the football, the basketball. We killed it college basketball season this year. We knocked it out of the park, you know. So everything that we're doing now is just to expand on that, do a little bit more live stream, a little bit more guesting on other shows. Because I've established myself as the number one sports betting host in the world. You can check me out on Good Pods as well. Check my rankings, check my stats. You can go to, what's it called, FeedSpot. FeedSpot will definitely tell you I'm top 10, top 50, top number, everything.
It's all subjective, man. On top of that, it's a royal rumble.
And I played all over the world, too, not just in America, man. I got listeners in India. I got listeners over in Germany, Sweden. I had somebody in Kuwait. You know, I got the Arabs betting. You know what I mean? This thing is built, and I'm from New York, so you're going to hear me use a lot of New York terminology and vernacular.
Everything doesn't make it to year 3, 4, 5, and that's what I'm hoping to hit, man. We're in year 3 right now, and the whole reason of starting this was to not stop it.
So whoever produced this beat for you, they need to make a few tracks for me. I like this. Got a little vibe to it. You know what I'm saying?
Big Jace. Come on, man.
There you go.
I done sent you some Big Jace before. And shout out to Big Jace right now, bro.
Yeah.
The last take, we had him on here talking about it. And yo, when No Reason, with certain tracks off of that Thank You Big Jace album, come on. Went and is in the car. And she's like, yo, when is he dropping more music? Like, yeah, so man. That's how you know it's it, bro.
Yeah,
and while the vibes are up, man, like you alluded to earlier, before you might have even tapped in with the stream, there was some good news, and I got this in the mail today at the job, man.
What, that you won an Emmy?
This is the nomination certificate, but we're going to have to go ahead and get that frame and hopefully pull some hardware home next month.
I tried to tell him when I went to go meet with him, and then, you know, I went ahead and put on my skates, but the reality was I gave you a straight...
Yeah,
reference like forever. I was like, Daryl is the reason I'm sitting in here. So if you guys don't cut the check, I got the bounce, you know, because I'm doing my own thing. But I could help you make some extra money for what you're doing. But shout out to that thing right there. My man got the Emmy up there, you know. He getting his Hollywood on. I told you, when I get back to Cali with the law office, man, you know, the money is going to be flowing, you know, because the bill will be paid.
Yeah, no, and that's, you know, I talk about that all the time on here. And that is just, you know...
I've been working out too, man. I've been getting back in my diesel, man. Get back on my jail. You know what I'm saying? Programming.
Let's we got to stay on top of that. All right, it's time to dive in, man.
Can't afford eggs.
You know what? Let's go ahead and do this off the top real quick, because this is a bummer. And in the news department, we got some breaking news towards the end of that Boston Celtics game. And it was not necessarily the outcome or the series update. Just to tell the story how it happened, I got off at 6:30, got home around 7. I was sort of racing home to catch the end of the game because it looked like it was going to come down to the end. We know how these games have went. The Celtics have given up leads multiple times to the
Celtics
Knicks.
Celtics have given up 1,000 points, but go ahead. The luck has run out, Mikey.
I'm talking to my sister, walking to the room, see what's going on. The Celtics are Whitney's favorite team. We saw them play in New Orleans, and Jason Tatum hit a game winner. It was that's how she wanted to spend her birthday. I walk in, and she's like, yo, Tatum is hurt. They just carried him off. I'm like, are you serious? And I'm like, wait, let me see. She's like, I don't know if it's his ankle. He couldn't walk.
He soaked. They soaked him. They used him for the championship. Then they embarrassed him in the Olympics. And we were going to talk about, oh, well, they had him. Well, they must have used him up in practice because they sure didn't use him in the game. So he got a vacation in Paris. So he should have been healthy. You did mention something about burnout. But
because I don't think it has anything to do with that. All of the elements.
I think
I'm
he
trying
had
to explain to her because she has a lot of questions, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's legitimately bummed. And I'm happy. You know, I'm happy on the inside.
I'm a New York guy, I'm not too sad.
Look at you being a little sports fan. Like, look at you having being emotional, almost like a parent.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I know. It's sad.
TBI.
Jason, Ella's waiting for him with the ice pack. Oh no, they started in the wheelchair. She almost fell out.
You know, I'm telling you.
So she's like, she's gonna make him a new song
and tell him to boot up. Boot
Part
up.
Two. No, she's like, so what happened? Because I'm
about
like,
that
so
boat.
Just I'm like, just the way any injury happens. A, it's a freak act. You know, it's wrong place, wrong time. It's a motion you've probably done a million times, and it just was the one in a million where something went left. B, wear and tear, let's just factor in that they went from September clear to June last year. He wasn't taking the offseason off, and they went this whole season, and he's never had a prolonged period of rest. So say there was any little nick to the ankle, and we know that there was, dating back to that Miami series 2 years ago in the game 7. And that's, I know we're going way back, but I'm just saying, in perspective, how the body works. They've been going hard for this last 8 years. And I just talked about on the last episode. I'm like, yo, Tatum, dog, you got to get this back to back. And you need your finals MVP. They're going to talk about you different.
Here's
so I'm bummed myself as well. But I'm like, so there's stress on it all. Say you've never got to heal, that thing's been compensating. Sometimes when you hurt, sometimes it happens to the good leg because mentally you just put so much, you know, try to avoid stressing the bad leg that you actually hurt the good leg. So it's no telling right now. What we can maybe hope for is that it's a strain to some extent, but there's no indication. There's no indication that it's an ankle or it's something else. Like, this sucks. It does.
I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you why he got injured. And I love your theories, but I don't think it has anything really to do with the time because he got a free vacation to Paris. I'm going to tell you what happened. He tried to pull a Kobe. His team is down 3-1. They blew 80 points of lead, and he tried to pull a Kobe. That's what happened. And the same thing happened to him. That happened to Kobe. God rest Kobe's soul. But we know when Kobe had to squat up for them bum squads, them bum teams he was playing on, his body fell apart. And the Celtics this year.
Exertion over exertion.
Yeah, the Celtics this year are not that great. We were talking about the stats of them hitting threes and everything. They weren't playoff ready. I don't see the
double edged sword.
I don't see the gel in the playoffs. I see a lot of bricks, I see no defense. And I don't see these guys really trying. And Tatum tried to put it on his back and ended up on his back. That's what happened to him. I was watching that game. He was playing off-ball defense because Porzingis is still standing there. I'm like, oh, well. And that's what happened. And he overexerted, and now he's going to be out for the rest of the series. There's no reason to come back. They're going to lose. It's 3-1. No one on the Celtics roster has that type of panache.
But to watch the conversation change too, because even in the 2 minutes from when the injury happened to the end of the whistle, look at the court. How confident do you feel in that Boston team all of a sudden?
I don't.
And all season long while they were performing that level, when we were saying on this pod of like, hey, I know he's not going to get it, but y'all should be talking about Jason Tatum for MVP. Y'all should be talking about him a slightly differently because if you subtract him from this team, he does everything.
Yeah, he had 42 tonight. Let's not forget, he had 42 tonight. That's why I said
he tried to pull a Kobe mentally. He's walking on air, and your body said, "Hold on." Man, this is such a bummer, dude.
Al Horford's age is showing. His point per minute efficiency is in the negative.
I don't know what's going on, my brother. I don't. Jrue Holiday, can we talk?
Contract issues. Probably wouldn't want to talk about it. The Celtics team is going to break up. They were just sold, by the way. Let's not forget. Now let's go into my world. They were just sold and purchased by a private equity guy. So let's not forget that they're going to clean house.
There is change. There is change at the top.
There you go. JB, the ticket. I'm not on the air now. I'm taking a sabbatical for the summer because I'm not going to get burnt out. But I'm still abreast of all the news. Let's not forget the Celtics as an organization were just sold. When that happens, especially to the type of people they were sold to, there's going to be some cost-cutting measures. I'm looking at the playoff roster right now. They're going about 8 deep. That ain't going to get it done. Now that Tatum is gone, it's over because I'm looking at the rest of that roster like this is absolutely insane. And like you said, Jrue Holiday. Jrue, let me explain to you why. You want to talk about why Jrue Holiday is not in? And because they took Derek White and Jrue Holiday to the Olympics and let them play. Tatum didn't get a chance to play. That is a locker room issue, okay? Inside information. That's a locker room issue. Jrue Holiday, you from L.A., he from L.A. You know how y'all get. I'm out, cuz. You know, that's you know, contract year. It's not happening. So the Celtics, the Knicks are lucky. And I'm from New York, thank God, but the Knicks are so late to this. I'm not excited this year because the Knicks are late, okay? I'm already in the 40s, okay? All right. My next age level will be the 50s. The championship between the Knicks and the Jets, somebody got to do something. And Brooklyn has faded. Okay. That's why they were in the lottery.
Yeah. Today.
And with that being said, let's transfer over to the lottery because I don't want everybody crying about Jason Tatum.
Let's stick with. Right. No, I feel it. I just want to talk about it because. Exactly. We're going to work our way from this series because what that does, and this Tatum injury has shifted. And cut the deck in half, right? It was already down to 8 teams, and the road teams were winning every game. So it was anybody's game in each one of these series. Now that we can't call the Celtics prohibitive favorites, it is anybody's ball game.
Shea can become a champ this year. Jokic can get two this year. This Knicks can end the hiatus this year. Indiana can find their way in there this year.
That would be a good rematch.
Anthony Edwards
The Knicks
can get his first one this year. Like, we forget that Ant and the Timberwolves were knocking on the door last year and lost in the conference finals. So that step for them isn't unrealistic. It's the progression of where they were. And the Knicks are almost, you know, they're shoo-in to sort of win this series now. They're sort of advancing. Indiana or Cleveland, we won't write them off. We're going to have a footnote on Donovan Mitchell while we're here as well. But Cleveland was a perennial regular season team. Indiana looks like the better team right now. And Indiana looks deep and fearless. They look like a refined version of the 2000s Phoenix Suns.
No, they're looking like the Jalen Rose Indiana Pacers. That's the one I'm talking about. That's why I would love to see them, with the last era of Rick Smith, Austin Crozier. You know, he was one of the first free agents to rob the team, start robbing the league. Because he didn't, you know, shout out to Austin Crozier.
I'm live on TikTok. They don't know about that. They don't know those names.
You know what I mean? This Pacers team is ready to set the pace. I mean, when I look at Pascal Siakam, I look at Miles Turner, who's turned into a great big man, by the way. Working.
I know the Lakers wanted him for 5 years and never could get him.
You know,
we kept lowballing.
You know, because again, the Lakers. Anyway, the Lakers right. down
Indiana
in Cancun,
knew what they had. Indiana knew what they had.
You got this guy Tyrese Halliburton playing at an efficient level, not turning the ball over, but I think he's got a little bit of hurt.
Halliburton's the real deal.
He's solid. The issue with Cleveland is Donovan Mitchell. He's in that age group of what was the guy that just got hurt? Damian Lillard. He's in the age group of Lillard.
He's much younger than Lillard. However, we have to sort of have a conversation.
I'm talking about
Shiv brought this
age group as far as like when they got their top talent. That's when them boys was hot. When he was in Utah. And your other boy was over in Portland. They got traded. It's about to be analyst time. You know what I mean? He giving me 12 points and one rebound. It's over. Max Strus.
Yeah, he went crazy to game one and two. They didn't really get it done. Donovan Mitchell, there is a trend, though, of his teams having great regular season success, and he's also yet to make a conference final. And
that's why the Utah Jazz traded him. When him and Gobert were there, and they had
a great regular season team.
And they had that fat dude, Paul Millsap. Yeah. they should have been doing that thing, but they failed. So now he's playing in the cold Midwest. That's still LeBron's town, LeBron's house. They had a great regular season, but it's the Cavs, you know. They're about to get Craig Elo. It is what it is. I like the Pacers to win that series. Oklahoma and Denver. This is the one. And this is where we talked about this last show that I was on with you. Oklahoma, yeah. They got some fight in them, but this is their championship series. If they happen to get past the Nuggets, they get swept next series. They're doing way too much to be way too little. The series is 2-2. If this goes to 7, they will get swept in the next series. Because if they have who would they go against? The Timberwolves? No shot.
I'm Team Minnesota, man. It looks like that team is fearless in that they have the experience of we were just here last year and we didn't forget the feeling. We're holding up. We're not dropping like flies due to injury. We're sticking to the game plan. Chris Finch is under the radar, coaching his behind off.
There you go.
He's playing the right lineups that are working. He's deploying Gobert at the right time. They can go big. They can go small. You know, and I think that team has the makings right now to go all the way. Oklahoma City and Denver. I wouldn't rule out Denver because I think one series at a time. I think that they ultimately
whoever
will. If this goes seven, I'm taking Denver in seven.
Yeah, Denver in seven. Yeah, I agree with that.
If they were to go next round and say play Minnesota,
they get swept.
I'm not sure that they lose to Minnesota for a second year in a row.
However, they have beaten them, so we know that they can. We know that they can.
We got to talk about the X Factor, Julius Randle. I want to touch on, I want to still talk about OKC a little bit, because OKC has the same problem that we had, that I mentioned on your last show. They have no scoring. You're getting everything from Gilligas. Gilligas Alexander, SGA, is giving you everything. Screen Actors Guild. Look, they got to do more. They're not getting anything out of Holmgren, couple rebounds, Hartenstein. You got 2 7-footers down there, and you're winning by 5.
J-Dub had a great game 3.
They got to give me more than 10.
They didn't give it to him for the last shot. Jalen Williams had 32 in game 3, and he had the final 8 points for Oklahoma City in
that's
the
good
last
park
4 minutes
ball.
Of the game.
Too inconsistent. Too inconsistent. That's just good park ball.
It was
the sun shines on
the
dog's ass at least once a year. I'm looking at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander getting 25 and 6, and everybody else in the starting five except for one player barely getting me 1/9. Look, whoever wins this series gets swept.
Right, and that's the part of y'all not have familiarity with the adjustment to the postseason, to where it's a slugfest. So how are you going to withstand and continue to attribute to attack and
Hartenstein
beat the other team into submission? Ant gets that now. He wasn't phased. He was 0 for 7 yesterday, or 1 for 8. Hit 3 of them in the fourth quarter.
Because let me tell you why. He's the new baby Jordan, and he got a lot of playing time in the Olympics. I think that's what developed Anthony Edwards into that guy. If I was his agent, I would start looking for endorsements and start pushing him as the new face of the league, because the Warriors are over. The Warriors are now the old folks home team, okay? The Warriors, it's over, okay? We don't even want to get into it, okay? 3-1, they're down. You know, I don't see it. The Minnesota Timberwolves, let's talk about them and give them the grease that they need. They've got a solid core. You're giving me 3 guys in double figures. You got Julius Randle playing his ass off, 31-5. Hanging with Edwards, 30-2. You always need 2 stars. NBA
yeah, you
jam,
got a triple-double the last game.
NBA Jam, baby. We need 2 stars.
Carl Anthony Towns wasn't getting them a triple-double.
Still got Mike Conley running the point efficiently, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists.
Jaden McDaniels doing it on both sides.
You got some guy called...
they have Shea's cousin. You know Shea's cousin is
Nikhil.
Nikhil
Alexander. Yeah, I was going to call him
Alexander Walker.
Yeah.
That's Nikhil, that's Shea's cousin.
Okay.
And if they see him next round, they're going ready to give him smoke. They were teammates on the Canadian national team. He played at Illinois at a high level.
You see, this team is built to be next out west. Because when we look at what's going on as we move along.
We need to start a petition and get them moved to the east.
No, we need to take them and move them here to Vegas. Okay. There you go. And they can keep the name because we got Coyotes everywhere. We got them Yotes everywhere. Coyotes.
Hello.
They can just stay the Timberwolves, you know? Nobody want to go up to no cold-ass Minnesota. That's why.
Hold on. Who got drafted up
there and cried? One of them boys. There was 2 teams. The Grizzlies, when they was in Vancouver, Steve Francis cried and didn't go. And I remember somebody got drafted. Oh, Shabazz Muhammad got drafted to the Timberwolves and cried.
I remember Bishop Gorman.
Bishop Gorman. And they moved him right out the league. Yeah, man. See him take me. No.
let's talk it up next time. You said bring the Timberwolves to Las Vegas.
Yeah,
and
get that deal
that's
done.
That's something that's fire. That's get actually that fire.
Because Alex Rodriguez owns that team. So if the A's is coming here, he could pull a Brady and get a piece of a baseball team because MLB didn't give him no grease. The Patriots didn't give Brady grease. Brady came to Vegas, got a piece of the team. Now he running grease. So it would only behoove Alex Rodriguez and that financier that he had a hard time.
Why are you speaking right now, man?
This is the new sports city. We have the new money. We have the new opportunity. And we already have a mascot running around here out in Summerlin where I live everywhere because of the wind. You got Coyotes everywhere. So you still have Timberwolves running around, you know? And it would add to the fact that we still have a great women's basketball team. We'll touch on that later in the Las Vegas Aces. But we got to get them out of Minnesota. Kevin Garnett had to get out of there to get a chip. It's time to go. You got the Milwaukee Bucks. Those fans can become Milwaukee Bucks fans now. You still got a cold weather team. But we need the Timberwolves here in Vegas.
I think that wrapped up. Oh, man. Hold on. That's crazy.
You need to drop some grease on that. I know you got some effects.
I'm saying, man. JB, if we just go, let's at least clap it up one more time for that. I wasn't expecting that, was you? Nah, man. They don't have gunshots on here. Outside, I got drums.
There you go.
Where's the air horn? We can get the air horn on the side.
Yo, I'm telling you, because you have to understand something right now. The NBA is not going to do well in conservative parts of the country. We're not going to go into that, but it's just not going to do well. Anecdotally, if you want to see what I'm saying, just go to NewYorkPost.com and read their comment section about any NBA game, and you'll see what I'm saying. So the NBA has to restructure. Has to do a few city move-arounds. Get them, Seattle, move that team
and
Vegas.
We know it's delayed. Move that we know team it's delayed
to Vegas
because
and
it's
get
so...
the Supersonics back. They got to bring back the Supersonics. If the NFL brought back the Browns as the Ravens and then was like, oh, that's kind of sucky, let's bring back the Browns too. They got rid of the Browns. Remember, I told you the NFL is my favorite sport, and the NFL shows me a lot of love. Shout out to my folks over there. Get Seattle Supersonics back. Move the Timberwolves to Vegas. You save the NBA. And they're doing all kinds of weird stuff. We already had a G League team out here, G League Ignite. It did well with
attendance.
No,
we need the real deal. And why start an expansion?
Why start an expansion? Just move the Timberwolves to Vegas. You got Alex Rodriguez. He can get a piece of the A's when they get here.
Yeah, we already got Jose Bautista out here.
Yeah, I mean, if you just go if you just go on Wikipedia and go Summerlin, Nevada, and just look at the people who live here, I could just ride around and be like, hey, let's not go his door. Let's not go his door. And you would be able to get that type of investment and interest. And a lot of sports athletes move here in retirement because of the tax-free dividend income. Okay, they don't got to pay any state income tax. If you live in California, you know, you go broke if you ain't really like a super billionaire. So at the end of the day, the Timberwolves are in a dying market. Even if they win the championship here, that will be the most boring championship parade ever. It'll probably be rainy. And they need to come here to Vegas. That's my point. And the Seattle needs the Supersonics back. Don't give them a name change. They're the Supersonics. Gary Payton Sr., assistant general manager, bring back Sean Kemp as the player development guy because he'll tell them all the pitfalls and make the Sonics back. Even bring back my cousin Chris Wilcox and have him be the health advocate. So when you don't take your physicals and stuff like you're supposed to, they find a little murmur. You know, you got to do your right thing. Because
well, we keep talking about this
bringing
the
back
expansion.
Jordan. Yeah, go ahead. You got to bring back the people that matter to this league.
We keep, talking about it, and that's because we're in real time and we're going to keep waiting until the card falls, and we know the card's eventually going to fall. That still just mean that it might not be a year, 2 years, 3 years, who knows? We're still just waiting until the card drops, but we know the card's coming.
I can still hear your audio. I got to take a drink. Go ahead.
I got you. The only reason that it's really taken this long to come to fruition must be because it's being intricately done, very strategically done. There's
yes,
a lot of parties involved.
They're not going to do it haphazard
a lot of
because that's directions. The history of the NBA.
Right. They're almost overthinking
got
a lot of this part of it. So now it's just whenever it does happen, it's going to have some left field element because they've overthunk on it. But
Darryl, where'd you go?
It's a weird countdown we're doing until
go,
the
Darryl?
Team gets.
I'm back. I had an internet connection issue or something. I had to straighten
hold on,
that
we're
out.
We're here. We're good.
Yeah. You're a little bit grainy, but you know it's a 75 mile an hour wind out
it
here
just...
right now. Vegas is known for the wind. They could be called the Vegas
true.
Coyote wind.
You know I'm down here in Boulder City.
don't go outside right now. Me and I got hit by a piece of tumbleweed and somebody going
now that wraps up the playoff content because the rest of the series we're still at the midway point. We got game fives and game sixes and game sevens to see through on multiple. Only the Knicks game series appears to be over. I'm not gonna count anybody else out just yet. Golden State's done. But
there you go.
Some of this is formality.
Boston's cooked.
Yeah.
Golden State's cooked, and Cleveland is cooked. All right. OKC and Denver is the series to watch, and only because if it goes to seven, both of these teams will be exhausted and will lose to a hungry Timberwolves team.
And for the record,
win a championship and move to Vegas. Because if they win the championship and move to Vegas, it kind of gives us a de facto extra championship team. You follow?
It wouldn't be bad. So the other thing to talk about will be the draft. And even before we do that, I want to revisit. Before I do that, though,
right?
I want to revisit the rebuttal.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the second episode of this podcast, of this season, rather. This is season 3, episode 18, and the rebuttal was episode 2, I believe. Came out on Christmas Eve. And like you alluded to earlier, that you've only heard half of that recording and that conversation in that element. But it's called the rebuttal because I wanted to say, all right, hold on. Let's go back in time. Everybody's real in the present. And we forget what's happened, and that doesn't it erases right. context. Y'all were all bashing the league. That was before we forgot why we like the NBA, and it's the drama, and the basketball becomes the focus once as it matters more. There was reason for folks to have a grievance with the product, and that's what we talked about. Because I said, hey, if people who are recycling narratives, I don't think they're watching. It's entertaining and good and skilled and competitive basketball on. Yes, there's nasty moments. There's flaws in every era. There's flaws in every era.
Right.
And
I was liking the current this year, era. See.
They were playing this year, man.
They just and if you weren't watching
if you weren't watching, you didn't catch that. So keep saying whatever you're saying. But
well, then shout out to NBA. Who's hooping the NBA in this season? You know,
right. It was a lot of hoopers this year, man.
24-25. I got to start seeing some names I'm going to be checking out for next season to talk about on my show. Young guys that you may never heard of because the league hasn't really been doing a good job of promoting its average player. But there's some guys out there that can hoop.
Being on that episode, I said, yo, man, Stephon Castle is going to win Rookie of the Year. I said this at Christmas. And I said, he's going to win Rookie of the Year because these other rookies aren't going to be durable enough. And he's actually impactful, has the energy, has the mentality. You were like, yeah. I do. I do connect with you on that because he was like that at UConn. And there's street ball elements to his game. And he's hungry to earn his minutes next to Wembanyama. He gets it. He's got a make it out mentality of that's how I play the game. Uh-huh. And you don't give a person like that, a teammate like Victor Wembanyama, and tell them to go lose. Like, they're going to find out a way to win this game. So it wasn't about the numbers. Him as a player, he is of the Iguodala mold.
Yes.
And that is an invaluable comparison. Piece.
And we're talking
that just
about
came
the,
to me
finals
right now.
MVP. Andre Iguodala is no slouch for all you non-ballers, non-knowers of basketball. You're talking about an NBA Finals MVP. Go ahead.
Yeah, that just came to me, and I'm glad I got that out because that was what we observed. And it's like, regardless of the numbers, this guy is about to be a player, and that happened. We also talked about, okay, how does the NBA clean up what some of its consumers and viewers' grievances are, because they're not baseless. They're not. Some of it, you know, you get talked about because of what we get. We know what to expect from football. We fall for it hook, line, and sinker every year. The NBA is a bit more inconsistent. It's transient for half the year.
Always
and then you're
been.
Like, oh, yeah, let me remember. Nobody knew the lottery was today.
Right.
And
that used to be.
I know, because it snuck up on me. I tried to get ahead of the ball, and I didn't have content prior to the lottery until today. So it's one of those things where, and I don't hold everybody to that standard of you should know when the lottery is, but it's a thing.
You should.
It's a metric. It's a metric.
No, let me speak to that. That used to be must-see TV, bro.
Right.
They used to have a lottery special, talk about the lottery.
And they did, picks, but right. It wasn't there.
They would show you clips of guys who went last year, who did. I remember the Allen Iverson lottery when they did the lottery after them. And they had the 96
Cleveland when they got LeBron.
The 96 guys, the 97 guys didn't get a lot of fanfare. They still had good players. But the 96 guys, that Kobe draft, that Iverson draft, bro, them boys, 95, 96, the Ray Allen crew, those boys got the draft I remember Allen Iverson was a draft representative. Like, it mattered to basketball fans and non-fans.
Yeah, they would attend. The
what happened, as we know.
Well, we suggested solutions on that episode. You know, you came on here very. You gave the NBA an audit on the podcast, basically. And, like, again, y'all, if you heard it, you're only hearing part of it, but it's still comprehensive because we were like, yo, let's get back to the basics. Let's get back to the basics. This was before the end of the
TNT. NBC, thank God.
Right. This was as the TNT and TV rights, saga was unfolding, so we didn't know where it was really going yet. And now that that has taken shape, we know that NBC now is about to get the best of both worlds. They're going to keep the Inside the NBA crew, and they're going to have Michael Jordan next to a straight man, you know, anchor who just is.
You got Carmelo.
Tune in with Mike now, yeah, independently. And none of that was a coincidence,
well,
man.
They're playing some good basketball.
We said they need to get the music back. And like you said at the top, Michael Jordan, in explaining why he chose to get back involved now and what NBC meant to him, that was the reason. All six of his championships happened on NBC airwaves.
NBC is basketball. When NBC took over, NBC and ABC brands are known for basketball. TNT was an era. But ABC, aka ESPN, and NBC were the two outlets for the best era of basketball. Now, in the 2000s, the Steph Curry era, that was the TNT guys who fell in love with Charles Barkley, all of his anecdotes, fell in love with Shaq. They loved Ernie.
Yeah, TNT. Yeah, Ernie's a big reason.
They fumbled the bag, dog. They fumbled the bag. Let's keep it real. This is commonplace with these NBA broadcasters. They fumbled the bag. Go back and listen to what I talked about on the rebuttal about the spirit of St. Louis. You fumbled the bag. So
we talked. I had to go back and see that for myself.
Yeah, and then when you was like, yo, his knowledge is vast. But the concept behind it is, look, you've got a league that went away from its bread and butter. And for a period of time, they got involved in the social aspects, which was never good for business. The NBA was the one league that, if it wasn't health related or something that everyone could, you know, get behind, they weren't with it. They weren't really trying to alienate any of the fan base because they've always been in fan base growing mode. Them being international now, looking to merge with FIBA, now I prophesize that on rebuttal. You really got to listen to it, guys. I mean, everything that you see, if you're a fan or you check out the NBA news, you know the NBA is going to partner with FIBA now. And I talked about that at length and gave a very good description of why that is.
Yeah.
You know, to segue with
I'm
the
glad
NBA,
that we had that conversation.
Yeah.
I'm glad we had that conversation because, it needed to be unpacked. As a viewer and as a person that works and contributes to the league and their website and coverage and conversation, it's annoying that there's takes that have nothing to do with the product that override the conversation about the product. And why is that? It's because what's been put next to the product has been that form of content, more of a mockery style, a non-serious approach to it.
Uh-huh.
So that's what this is. That's what this platform is a reminder of. That's what I intend to incorporate into whatever it is I'm doing. It's
the new discussion platform for the, you know, for basketball. There were platforms like this during that great era of basketball when I was a young man. And now that you have created something where we can discuss the game in an intelligent way with an open conversation, I just think it's great. I love D-Move. I appreciate coming on.
And it's because, like, yeah, man, if you were to think whatever narrative people who are maybe casual or lapsed or of a previous generation were to throw out, it's not really true. If you want to say, oh, they didn't team hop back in the day, somebody to me earlier said to me, you think of Allen Iverson, you think of the Sixers, man, and he was doing it by himself. I said, okay, well, I mean, do we ignore the fact that he also went to Denver while he was still averaging 26 and 27 a game? We don't talk about that super team, do we, with the young J.R. Smith?
Like we can
counter
Carmelo,
it repeats itself all the time. We don't talk about rivalries right now. And you're okay, well, back in the day there were rivalries. You knew so and so and so and so. Okay, there are. That's not what they choose to put and highlight after the game ends, and that's not the content that we're being shown. So we talk about what they're talking about. However, yes, the Celtics and Knicks met last year.
I think the NBA again,
this is a follow-up of that. Like, we don't talk about some of those things. Talk about Indiana. We could be talking about them like that's, you know, they could be America's darlings, but they're not. Last year, they were in the conference finals. They're on their way back possibly this year. Like,
the NBA has a European flair to it. It's taken a page out of soccer. You know how many soccer teams there are? Those soccer teams have rabid fans. And there's a plethora. And the NBA recognizes that their global reach now is associated with that fan. So they're catering the league very much so to be relatable and palatable to the global soccer fan. So this American style of rivalry and conflict and this kayfabe, which is the wrestling term for the story that they use, trickling into the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball. The global nature and global focus and forward push of the NBA disallows that because rivalries in Europe are based upon players and fan bases. And when I look at the NBA this year, develop its product around that, and let's not forget sports betting has been legal in Europe for longer than in America, but now the sports betting aspect of it, which is where I come in, it's better for the sport now. And I see what you were saying at Christmas Eve on the rebuttal about JB, just hold your nose and watch it. You might see something you like. And I did see a lot of things I liked, especially in college basketball. I saw a lot of things I liked. It was very enjoyable basketball to watch. And the reality is that, okay, I recognize that too. They don't promote the players.
Oh, hold your nose.
They don't promote the coaches. You know, they fire these coaches like, you know, call center workers, you know, back in the DAP series. These guys be getting pink slips, be getting told to leave in the same day, leave in the middle of the day. Be like, hey, dog, you ain't signing? You can go now. We got your car out front. Saul will have your bag for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, there's no longer coach worship. You know, there's not going to be no more Pat Riley's, no more Phil Jackson's. You know, Popovich, you know, he had to have Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan grew hair. I'm like, the hell? Dude is over there looking like Predator. He do MMA. I'm like, why they got Predator over here? Oh, that's Tim Duncan? Oh, my God.
Nah,
he got Tim, a ponytail?
Popovich had to be snatched away from the game to realize, yo, why am I coaching still?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They snatched him out of a high school gym. They was like, ah, the door is this way. Had Manu Ginobili with him. You know, like, look, there's a new Pope, Pop. We're going to have him pray for you. You too old. We're going to have a new Pope pray for you. He's from Chicago.
Manu Ginobili. Shout out to Leo, man.
There you go. Manu Ginobili was like, he's my people. I know him. He's from Peru. You know, I'm Argentina right next door. You know, he was trying. They had to drag him out. Greg Popovich.
Nah, man.
He was about to pull a Biden. He was about to be like, and in coaching the Chicago Bulls all these years. No, that's the team you were losing to. No, you coached the Spurs. They got him out of there before he could pull a Biden. And we want to put food on your children. That's a reference to an old George W. Bush statement. That's an old George W. Bush statement. Look it up. We'll put food on your children.
That's hilarious. No, man, the rebuttal conversation... The rebuttal conversation was fire. And as the on-court product takes center stage again,
yeah,
they have to continue to sort of capitalize it. I guess I'll squeeze in the WNBA right here again because
we talked about the W. I thought we were going to talk about the draft lottery because...
We are. And that's what we're going to end on. That's what we're going to end on.
Okay, yeah.
And just be and squeezing this in here, I'll connect to the draft secondly, but we talked about them needing to capitalize in the missed opportunities episode.
They burned the bag. Not only did they fumble the bag, they fumbled on fourth down, got the ball back, and then threw an interception. So
now knowing that even the bottom place teams start the next season 0-0.
Who's watching?
I'm not gonna get on here and say anything right. You know, matter of factly, right now,
bro.
They have to continue. They have to continue to throw their best stars at the wall and hope that it sticks. There is a conversation. And while here, so look, I get it. You're being to the fact and you're cutting the fat from whatever it is you have to say about the league. However,
milk cartons, they should be sponsored by Drink Milk. Based on the publicity and the recognition and notoriety they got last year by fumbling the bag, engaging in bad business speak, they should be sponsored by Got Milk.
Because now,
they're all on a milk carton, and I'm saying this because they had a draft too, and Paige Brucker's was supposed to be next after Caitlin Clark. And again, Got Milk would be a great sponsorship.
But here's the thing.
For the WNBA.
Here's the thing, the season's just getting started. She got busy in her first preseason game. Wait until Paige comes to Vegas. Wait until the Sparks.
Andrew Reese at McDonald's.
Wait until the Sparks come to Vegas. Now here, I get
Andrew
it.
Reese
I got
at
it.
McDonald's.
I get it.
Andrew you Reese got at jo- McDonald's.
You, I get it. You got jokes for him.
Shaq
However,
is buying
the team,
outs.
The league, that's not, we can't keep doing that. We can't keep doing that because we have to hold ourselves accountable for how the portrayal of the league is and what the narratives are and how they spin. I get it. We're getting the jokes. But if it's always a joke, it can't be. I get it. You're not really making a joke. So that's why I appreciate the fact that you're keeping it hot.
I'm telling them, look.
Ever. I'm just doing that at the same time because there is a product. There is a game that's developing. I'm saying, wait until the Sparks play the Aces. Wait until the Fever and the they're breaking
they
record
to hire my
numbers
man,
when the Fever or Sky are playing
sports.
Again.
Soy sauce.
Wait
sports.
Until it happens. It's going to be leadable material, and they're going to continue to make waves. They don't have an Olympic interruption to the regular season this year.
Pass respectively.
And again, that's fine. I'm voicing some of the counter to that, and that's okay. They both can exist right now because that also is what exists
Cardoza.
In the digital space.
Smash.
But women's sports are continuing to move, and if we're talking about professional women's organizations, the W has a head start on a lot of people. I'm not talking about what the success debts and what's the bottom line. All of that does matter, but this is the organization domestically that has mattered the most and has the history behind it. We got to keep it going, especially with a team right here like a men's professional sports, and some of that is due to Mark Davis being at the top.
We lost Kelsey
that
Plum.
Isn't the norm yet,
Matt,
but it's continuing to matriculate slowly but surely.
Okay, let's go to my business side.
Because expansion was needed. There's too much talent left on the cutting room floor. They need to be in more markets. They need to have more games. They need to continue to grow.
They need to go and look at February 2024. Take out that business plan. Delete all that stuff you know I don't like. And then do everything else. Because you do not go. And again, if they were to hire me to represent them, or one of their players would, which will probably happen in the near future, you do not go from being at the top of, in the tip of everyone's mouth and at the top of everyone's head for this great rivalry of college superstars, women, who now have a professional league. Cheryl Miller didn't get this, but Angel Reese, and Caitlin Clark did. And they fumbled that bag, son, because you got Angel Reese at McDonald's. Blage, I think she was supposed to come out. She might be balling, but she's supposed to have a record out. WNBA should have had her make a theme song. Caitlin Clark, she should have just played her role. But you getting on, you know what I mean? You know, you know that like button.
Some of that, I feel you.
And then the response to it. And then the response to it is what is the response to everything now in this country. People wear their thoughts and their political views. They wear them like dirty underwear. They don't take them off and stink both sides of the leg, right and left. So the concept I have behind it is how you fumble that bag. You got the chick, the Caitlin Clark is the female Larry Bird.
I mean, yeah.
Hold on. Caitlin Clark, yeah. Female Larry Bird. Angel Reese is magic. Don't care how many layups she missed. Don't care how many times they punched Caitlin Clark in the face. You had them talking about you. I did a season on them. Some of my best shows, and I know women's basketball well. You had Kim Mulkey, college basketball, Dawn Staley. It was a synergy. And then they went and messed up and left homegirl off the team. Now, if you want to tell me as your legal or business representative,
where you fumbled the bag,
when you left those two girls, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, off the Olympic team, you fumbled the bag. You see these matches? You fumbled them. You dropped them in the water. Now y'all going to be cold outside. The fire is not going to cook the food, and the coffee is going to be drank with plain water. That was probably one of the most ill-advised, and I will be professional because I'm well-versed and trained, one of the most ill-advised business decisions that I've ever heard of. Because if you look at it from that perspective, that's on the men's side, the Dream Team, they added Christian Laettner. They Tatumed him. They put him on the bench, but they added him because they knew that if you leave off the top college player who's on the cover of GQ, all the girls love him, and he is America's favorite, and you leave him off on this team, you're going to have a problem. Now, they left Isaiah Thomas off, but Isaiah Thomas, those discussions on business time, when someone owns the airtime and you discuss things that go against their airtime and their sponsor's wishes, well, this is business. Yeah. This is business. And they fumbled that bag like Jerome Bettis fumbled at the goal line in Super Bowl versus the Seahawks. But they won that, though.
So question then, which is the actual question, and you'll have an answer. What do you do now at the start of the next season when you're 0-0? I get it. It is a loss. It is a sunk cost.
You do this and you look up and you call Pope Leo, you get Chicago on the phone. Pope Leo, we fumbled the bag. You got to get on the confessional, baby. Get that 800 number going. Get Vatican, yes. It's the WNBA. The Chicago Sky is calling. Pope Leo, hello? Chicago Sky, we fumbled the bag. I need a blessing. That's what they got to do. Okay? That's what needs to happen. Look, you don't do that. Right, you don't leave the two biggest stars
off
the team, the Olympic team, when the globe is watching, and I'm getting, everyone knows what I do. They know I'm a radio host. The globe is watching. The globe. Not Indiana. Not Illinois. Not the United contiguous. The globe. And you take the two biggest stars that you have in your season and you sideline them for 3 months, let people forget about them. You have no merch. Ain't nobody buying no Sue Bird jersey. I'm sorry. Taurasi, I love you. But those USA Clark and those USA
I know, man. They would have sold like hotcakes, man. I know, man. They would have flooded the streets.
This
I know.
Is why they, this is why
I
they
understand.
Pay, this is why
that's what I'm saying. I'm with you,
and this is the only place you can
now
be
what?
Because they have to come to the. I told you. Hello.
I know. Yeah.
it's Caitlin. Hi. Yes. You know my boyfriend, right? He's an arch Catholic from upstate New York. He wanted you to bless me. I don't know what happened. Indiana fumbled the bag. I don't know.
Yeah, no, and so I get you right. Yeah, no, it will be. The game has to do some of the heavy lifting.
No.
I want to see. I know. This is rapid. I'm not continuing it. I'm done. I'm not saying anything else.
For all you men and ladies out there who miss shooting your shot with that one, because you just had to go out with that ex that one more time. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about stuff that I've worked
one
on.
One that got away.
You know that meme? But a little black boy that got the little pet duck, and he go down to the water like, this is Adam's first swim. Adam! And that little duck taking haul ass. That's what happened to the bag, dog.
So Adam! The only other reason, 10 or 15 minutes ago, why I mentioned the W was because it was a segue to the NBA draft.
And you guys got to understand, I used to be a stand-up comedian, too.
They sent the push alert, and the tweets went up after I had already made the connection myself and said it in the newsroom. But both number one overall picks belonged to Dallas franchises this go-round, and that's the first time in a long time.
Look.
And let me go ahead. Hold on. Let me pull it up. I've got it right here. Let's go ahead and read the NBA draft lottery results real quick.
Yeah, I got them right here.
We will get into what happened. So here we go. I got it. Now, first off, we do have Dallas. That's what everybody knows so far. You know, that's the headline that it came down to Dallas and San Antonio. San Antonio has two. Philadelphia 76ers snuck in there at three. Charlotte stuck at four. They continue to not get the top pick. Utah got boxed out and got five. Washington, a lot of DC fans were hoping they got the top pick.
Look, Matt,
how does six sound? Will six work for you?
No, number seven, Cooper New Orleans. Flag, if Cooper Flag fell like Shador, it would be the end of the draft. Look, it Flag ain't coming out. Flag ain't coming out. That's
hold
my
on.
Flag.
Let me finish the the order, the results. New Orleans at seven, Brooklyn at eight. A lot of Brooklyn fans thought that maybe they would have had it. They've only won it in the year 2000. That was a nasty draft.
They knew it.
It could have been their year, and it eight. How do you like eight? Toronto got number nine. They had a stink year, and the ninth pick to show for it.
That's an international pick.
There
That's
is talent, yeah, or it's getting traded, or who knows what. There is a fair amount of talent in this draft. That's for sure. There's some talent in this draft. There's not only two or three, four players. There's more talent in this one than this past one. And I've talked about this rookie class being underrated just because there is guys that can play. Portland got 11. Chicago at 12. Chicago sort of punted. Or they could have punted and didn't. They could have been in the San Antonio position. They were both bubble playoff teams at the All-Star break. San Antonio sat Wembanyama, said, we're not going to try and run before we can walk. And they've got a second pick. Chicago got a play-in tournament invite and the 12th pick. Atlanta got 13 and San Antonio's second pick, which is by way of, I want to say Atlanta. I can't recall. But whoever in the standings wise fell at that last record spot. Oh, they got that from Sacramento, I want to say.
Yeah, let's talk about Sacramento. That 13th pick.
So
Atlanta. Atlanta ships the house to get the number one pick to the Mavericks. Atlanta would be
You could try.
No, Atlanta. Cooper Flagg go to Atlanta. He in the South. He at Duke. You know what I'm talking about, man. They pay me the big bucks.
I can't let us get that off the top because here's the thing.
Atlanta wants to get rid of Trey,
because
right?
I know your other point is that maybe Coop wouldn't come out because of the situation in Dallas. And that's a story. I won't throw water all over that, but he's coming out.
These markets are too small, and
Dallas is probably taking him with the first pick. This is the fact that they have the first pick. This was orchestrated. Cooper Flagg isn't going back to college. While it's not a fair, it's not a balloon
that can't float and hang him for a little bit. I get it. He's Big coming market. Out. He's Look. Coming out. He's going to sign a fat contract. He's already got a New Balance shoe. He'll have a shoe for his rookie season.
Brooklyn and Atlanta are the two biggest markets in this draft. Let me say this. If he comes out, if he declares, let me tell you what's going to happen on the business side. If I was an agent, if I was a GM, which again, this may happen sooner than you think. If I'm at Brooklyn, being that I'm a New York guy, I'm shipping the house to Dallas. I got the biggest market. I'm bringing Jay-Z back, and I'm bringing the heat. Cooper Flag, he will help us raise the flag. Pause. Or if I'm Atlanta, and I've already got a star in the ACC, and the South ain't had a star in a long time, and Trae Young has left a bad taste in everybody's mouth, I'm shipping the house. I'm going to number one. Because Cooper can't go less than number one. He's the best name, the best player in this draft. So he's number
Atlanta
one.
Doesn't have enough. They don't have enough. Why would Dallas doesn't well, want Reese unfortunately. Shea, Trae, oh, yep. And they gave the first round picks away to get
Hello Brooklyn.
DeJounte Murray. And Hello, that was a Brooklyn. Pick that San Antonio now owns.
Brooklyn is the only picks. Team right so, Brooklyn is the only team in this front office right now. Out of all these teams with a stable front office.
And they don't really have enough either. They did recoup a lot of their own first round picks in the Kevin
money.
Durant trade.
I still don't think the assets
don't stack up. I mean,
what does Dallas have? Dallas has new ownership, a new GM.
They have Anthony Davis. They have Kyrie Irving, depending on what his injury comes back from. I'll shout out to my guys in Dallas because I've been in text threads and conversations with them. The team, they don't have to still think that this makes them instant. This could continue to be a rebuild. Even with rebuild.
Cooper, dude, let me tell you, bro.
He shouldn't probably, but that's why we're having the conversation because right now, anything is at play.
Brooklyn.
Philly could try to jump from 3-1.
Didn't Brooklyn get rid of Kyrie? Ship the rest of that trailer. Ship the rest of that brownstone to Dallas, right?
But Dallas, man,
if Dallas goes to number eight, if Dallas swaps from 1 to 8, we see this in the NFL all the time. The NBA would do well to learn. Switch from 1 to 8. If you want to go with Kyrie and Anthony Davis, the number 8 pick will serve you for your rebuilding purposes. If you steal the number 1 pick, the number 1 player in America, the number 1 player right now in name and brand value, and you steal him in a brand new front office, who has an entire angry fan base against him. If I was Cooper's agent, I would shred anything that came from the Dallas metro area. If it had a basketball contract, an offer, that offer would be rejected. And I would tell them that I rejected it and make my rejection and objection to the terms into that location clear. That front office is a mess. Okay?
While I was pushing back, I am going to lean into what you're saying because that is a narrative that I'm not hearing right now. And again, these are almost instant reactions.
You gotta hear it
their season
me.
Takes. But exactly, we might be breaking it. You know what I'm saying? What if Cooper Flagg doesn't want to go to Dallas?
He isn't going to go to Dallas. If I was his agent, he's not going.
So
I'm going.
While
to
I might not
Brooklyn.
Be there with you, that is a fair question to raise in the conversation between now and then. Because, the reason why I can't see Dallas trading it, there's not assets really to make it happen from those couple of teams.
But the reason why I can see them trading it.
It'd be inexcusable.
But remember
especially
what you
after
just
trading
said.
Away Luka.
After trading Luka, you now can't trade the first pick for
something that isn't Giannis. Unless it's Giannis, you can't trade the first pick.
Thank you. Three-way trade. Now you're talking my business. Now you're talking my language, baby. Now we're talking money. Let's put together a three-way trade. We go to Brooklyn.
And right now.
We go to the Bucks. Listen, the Bucks, we clean house. We give the Dallas Mavericks win-now players that are aging so they can at least get to the playoffs to rebuild their fan base. Cannot squander the number one pick there. If I was his agent, I wouldn't let him go. Brooklyn is the best market in this draft. These are all small mid-market teams, 1 through 14, that have already made international superstars turn into milk cartons. Wembanyama is the tallest man in America. No one can find him.
But it, I mean,
no, so let me finish. He's not on any commercial. That? No one can find him. We need to take Cooper Flagg and get the Brooklyn Nets into position 8, three-way trade. You will get Giannis. Giannis is the perfect player for Texas. Large Nigerian population. You got Dimitri Obolor and all them down there. They will build a thing around him. That will be great marketing for them because you got rid of Luka. So you have to get Giannis. Now you give up that number one pick and then Brooklyn takes and ships the entire house, that roster, which you probably know better than me, up to the Bucks because the Bucks they're finished. Lillard's finished.
They need assets. They need tradable pieces. They need young players. They need
pieces. Yes. Brooklyn can clean the house, give them a season losing. Give them a season or two. I've told you, I'm going to school for this, baby. You give Milwaukee a season or two of losing so they can get in the lottery, and they'll be right back in it. You give them pieces that can be used now. Brooklyn is the best market for Cooper Flagg. It's the biggest market.
Okay, so
it's
I New see York, it.
Baby. You so got to do that simplest, three-way.
Right, no, because I get it. Now it connected, and to reiterate it, In the simplest version, three-way trade. Brooklyn, Dallas, Milwaukee. Dallas gets Giannis. That's all you get.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn, you get
the first pick.
Mm-hmm. Milwaukee, you get everything else.
You get everything else. Paul J.P. the ticket. I will be a licensed attorney in California in 2028. If you guys want to reach out to me, these deals are still going to be getting done. I'm just giving you a free one right now.
Because that's how you make the deal make sense. I had to just say, okay, well, why does this make sense for Milwaukee if you're not getting the first pick? And I think that they still would have maybe a hard time selling that. However, y'all struck lightning and it's over.
I would be in the office holding up the boot. I would have Lillard jersey.
And what you do is, embrace Lillard. You say, Lillard, we want you to finish your career here. We've got nothing but time for you to take your time and give back. We're going to work, do our best to get some young players to see who's capable. And the ones that are salvageable, we can be aggressive in a year and a half with cap space and everything else.
Because you win 12 games. You'll be like the Spurs. In.
Right. Well, yeah, right. We'll be super duper nasty. We'll find whoever's him next year. We'll swing for that a couple of times. And if not, we're going to then be aggressive with cap space. And, well, you know, you'll be Steph Curry's age right now. Still capable. And Brooklyn, all we need is a shot in the arm right now. Give us Cooper Flagg. We got money right now in this offseason.
Got money.
Sky's the limit. That coach up there is good. That coach in Brooklyn is not bad.
Thank you. It's the only move that makes sense in this draft.
Everybody's talking about this draft.
Do you do this move before the draft? Get Cooper's agent on the phone and say, get the media. Now you got people talking about the NBA. Is Cooper going to Brooklyn?
Because right now people are thinking that it's a lock. And I think you raise a good question. Like I said, while I had pushback for it, what if Cooper Flagg's people are like, no, Dallas is tainted goods. We don't want to do that right now. How can we do that given their current track record? It would make us have to handle you more properly. And everybody's assuming that that's already done deal. Hey, Dallas, you got Cooper in exchange for the Luka trade. Here you go, Nico Harrison. And they're assuming that San Antonio now moves this piece for Giannis. They think that San Antonio can package 2, 14 and some of the young guys for Giannis, right?
And guess who, if we
all think that San Antonio is going to go get Giannis, if you are in the same state as them, let alone the same conference,
we can't let them get Giannis.
We have to go give them the first pick.
I create some ripples in the water. I call San Antonio and be like, look, we got something going. You want in?
Great. We got Cooper.
That's what I would do.
But San Antonio just got Giannis to put next to Wembanyama. So we're still chasing them like a MF.
If we cut the line and say, hey, Milwaukee, here's number one.
We call them with Brooklyn on the phone, say, hey, Milwaukee, I got bad news. You're not getting the first pick, but you're not going to get the second pick either. That's a lottery ticket, hoping you get the second pick right. We're going to flood you with assets. and you're going to lose Giannis anyway. Don't send him for the second pick. We're going to flood you more so between us and Brooklyn, and it's already...
It's a done deal. You take Dallas and Brooklyn, you give it to Milwaukee. We get Dallas on the phone. If I was to be doing this, I would get Dallas on the phone just to create a bidding war. I would have Dallas make the first, excuse me, I would have San Antonio.
I got you. Right.
Make
right,
the first tender offer. I would have them make a restricted offer. I'd say make him a tender just to get the conversation going. I'd have, and I wouldn't even give them terms. I just had, and I know they'd send me something shitty because they're a cheap team. I get that shitty tender offer, and then I go to you.
And Popovich is in control now. Now Popovich is in control.
And he's, yeah. And I would go to you in the media and say, hey, look what I got. Exclusive story. Spurs make an offer to Giannis. Then
we we can't let them have Fox, Giannis, Wimby. What the? What?
No. Then I call Brooklyn and say, look, I might have a way to get you Giannis or the number one pick. Call me back. Yeah. Brooklyn, call me back. Yo, JB, what's crackin'? Yo, we need one of them. We need one of them dudes. We need the number one dude or Giannis. I'm like, look, I can put this together. Dallas is why I'm going to make this move. Dallas just got rid of... Yeah, but Dallas got the number one. Yeah,
we just broke it.
Dallas got the number one. Nah. That's what I'm saying. They got the number one, but they fans don't like them right now. And look.
Yeah.
I can put something together, bro. I got a way in the flag.
Let me take that off your hands. Let me take that off your hands.
If I get you one, I get you flag. Just roll with me with this one. Let me call Dallas. Bloop. Hey, y'all, how you doing? Yeah. Just calling y'all. Hey, look, y'all still keeping Kyrie and Anthony, the two boot boys? Okay, I might have a way to get you Giannis Antetokounmpo. You think you might be interested in that? Okay. Brooklyn might have a little something for you, too, but Brooklyn might want a little something in return. And you ain't got to worry about compensating because Brooklyn has a lot right now, and they can split some hairs on the money. You're interested? Okay, let me start making some calls. And by Friday, you'll be breaking the story. Breaking news. Daryl Harris here in Las Vegas. Giannis Antetokounmpo goes to Dallas. Dallas trades the number one pick to Brooklyn, and Brooklyn emptied the house. To Milwaukee. Next. Telling you, and that's the deal. That's the only thing that makes sense. The NBA wants people talking about this draft, and if people want to make sure Cooper Flagg gets his just
due. Flagg is the real deal.
Because and let me tell you why. Wimby went to that small market San Antonio. Look where he at. You got a geriatric coach. You're the tallest man in America. No one sees you on a commercial. He's on a milk carton. You cannot do that to Cooper Flagg. The powers that be right now wouldn't even let that happen, okay? He's got to go to Brooklyn. He goes to Brooklyn. All he got to do is take one picture with Barron. It's over. Pay me. I'm just keeping it real. I don't have time to play games. I'm too old for that. I'm here for the check. The bill will be paid.
The invoice will be paid. We'll take your bad contracts. We'll, whatever you want, man. Right. We'll,
Brooklyn dumped the house, split a little bit of it with Dallas if they feel, but you getting Giannis. Y'all don't get nothing. Y'all get Giannis.
Yeah.
Give up.
Yeah, you exactly. That's it. You're good. You go from eight to one, and y'all split the tax. Yeah, y'all split the tax for Milwaukee. Y'all split the bill for Milwaukee.
Split the bill for Milwaukee. Get him out of there. And then you bring in Cooper. He's got a good coach. You take that free agency. Dallas,
you might have to
throw in all that free agency cap money you got from getting all the contracts. Yeah. And now you go
PJ Washington. Throw in, you know what I'm saying. Throw in, you know.
All you got to do is go around the league.
Their bench.
You go around the league and pick up guys that are in a contract year on playoff teams. That's how you build a team around.
You're out of here. Najee Marshall, come get him. Things like that. You could probably have Klay Thompson. Do you want Klay? You can take Klay. Come get Klay.
Klay, he's a boot brother. Put Klay on some roller skates. Push him down the stairs again. IRL him. Sayonara retirement party. $10 million. Like, Klay Thompson is injured today and has to retire. It's over. Look, get rid of all them goofballs. Get the number one pick. Yeah, hey, yo, Brooklyn. Shout out your boy, JB. New York. Queens born. Ballin' bred. Upstate. Baller. real records, real points scored on New York basketball courts for schools and universities. Listen to what I'm telling you. Do all you have to do, what I just told you about that three-way trade with the Bucks and the Mavs, and you guys to get the number one, dump those bad contracts and those aging injured players. Dallas, you pick up Giannis because he's ready to roll. Milwaukee, you give Dame Lillard his just due and his respect on his way out because it's about that time.
Yeah, you respect that man. You respect that man. Let him, he put in longevity, 12, 13 years, one franchise. Don't go skinny on him now that he finally had a little seasoning injury. Support him. Say, look, bro, you got a spot here in a year and a half, two seasons. Take your time.
And here's the good news. Yet. And here's the good news about giving up Giannis. Good news about giving up Giannis, Milwaukee Bucks fans. You'll be right back in the draft for the next two seasons, picking up more top players. You'll be back in the lottery.
Black ain't the last one.
You still got Florida. You still got Florida players in there. You know? It's just you got to trade that pick.
Dibansa.
And there you go. And remember,
Dibansa.
Dallas, you still getting the number 8 pick. Hey. Just moving from 1 to 8. Hey. 8 is better for you. Dallas, 8 fits better for you.
Keon Anthony. 2026, Keon Anthony.
Bingo.
Elijah Bingo. Arenas.
Bingo. There you go. Agent Zero. Agent Zero plus one.
I didn't have nothing to follow this up, man. And there's nothing that you need to mention in regards to the draft that is more fire than that. And that's going to shake some stuff up. What we just said on here.
Yeah, it's going to give me something good to read in the sports pages. You know, I haven't been on in a while. Again, I told you I'm taking this summer sabbatical. And I haven't dropped a lot of grease for these guys to go and make stories to happen. But you make sure you know who to give them credit. You give credit to Deal, JB to take
it. Yeah, this is a day and age, man.
We gave you the NBA lottery. We gave you the draft. We gave you everything that you need to know if you're a Hoops fan in this pod. I appreciate you, Dad.
Yes, sir, man. This is a time when, yo, shout out to Terrell Emerson getting quoted by ESPNW, Bleacher Report, WNBA, running with quotes that we have. My man Justin, his recap of WrestleMania 41 was a part of the thumbnail clipping on Monday Night Raw, meaning that his little blurb on the show was as good as whoever else in the world wrote about it. And that's the company we got over here, man. JB the Ticket, E-Hoop U. Subscribe, like, chime in. Come to class. Do your homework. Do your homework. This is
you
the
don't
time
to be sitting across the table.
Off.
You don't want to be getting a cold call and have a cold answer.
Till next time.